All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this past Thanksgiving Day saw the Dallas Cowboys defeat the Washington Redskins for their 10th consecutive victory of the season. The Cowboys now find themselves at the record of 10-1. They are sitting atop first place in the NFC East, and they are also the team to beat right now in the NFC as they are zeroing in on home field advantage throughout the playoffs. We know about the Cowboys' rushing attack as it is one of the best, if not the best, in the National Football League, as teams have been unable to stop rookie running back Ezekiel Elliott as he has 1,199 yards and 11 touchdowns to this point in the season. You also look at the play of quarterback Dak Prescott, who, like Elliott, is a rookie, and Prescott is completing nearly 68% of his passes while he's thrown 18 touchdowns to just 2 interceptions. Dak Prescott simply goes out there and he does what is asked of him. He's not going out there and trying to put this team on his back. He hands the ball off to Elliott. He gets the ball to his receivers such as Cole Beasley, Des Bryant, Terrence Williams, and Jason Witten. Coming down the stretch, Dallas is basically all set to secure home field advantage. You look at their remaining schedule. This Thursday, they'll be on the road against the Minnesota Vikings, followed by a Sunday night game in Week 14 against the New York Giants, the only team to beat Dallas so far this season. That'll be followed by consecutive home games against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Detroit Lions before they finish on the road on New Year's Day at Philadelphia. And it's a situation right now for Dallas. They're on the verge of having their best season, the best season that the Cowboys had. They went 13-3 in 2007, and they also went 13-3 in 1992. Now, in 92, it led to a Super Bowl victory, but in 2007, they lost their first playoff game that season to the Giants. This time around, Dallas is looking to ride the momentum of 2 rookies to another Super Bowl championship. You look at it like this. The Cowboys are still vulnerable on defense. They're 28th in total defense. They've only been able to force 10 turnovers this season, so they can be had defensively. I think what you have to go out there and do is, if you're an opponent, is every time you get the ball, you have to score a touchdown. You have to put them in chase mode. And that's what the Giants did back in week number 1. Dallas dominated the time of possession. They dominated the clock. But every time that the Giants got the ball, they scored touchdowns while Dallas had to settle for field goals. We saw that on Thanksgiving Day where the Redskins put together several long drives in the first half, but they had to settle for field goals as opposed to touchdowns. This time around, I look at this Dallas offense. They are still tough to stop, and it's like simply pick your poison. You look at this offensive line, it's one of the best in the business. Do you want to go out there and commit all out to stopping the run and having your cornerbacks go up one-on-one with these Dallas wide receivers? And do you have a linebacker or safety that can still stick with veteran tight end Jason Witten? That is the thing. Because even if you blitz and even if you don't get to Dak Prescott, he is very mobile. And if he gets out of the pocket, look out. So it's going to be very interesting to see how teams attempt to adjust to the Cowboys coming down here in the stretch run. Like I said before, they are the team to beat in the NFC. They're going to have home field advantage, and any of the contenders in the NFC, such as the Giants, Redskins, Detroit Lions, or Seattle Seahawks, know that they must go through Dallas if they want to find themselves in Super Bowl 51 this February. Jason Garrett has done a good job as the Cowboys head coach, and Jerry Jones, the owner, has left him alone. Why? Because we know why Dak Prescott is a starting quarterback after the injury that was suffered by quarterback Tony Romo during the preseason, and nobody expected Prescott to do what he has done, which is why Romo is now serving as his backup. I think the sky is the limit for this Cowboys team, but one thing that they definitely have to keep an eye on coming down the stretch, Ezekiel Elliott has 243 carries this season. You want to keep him fresh for the postseason. The Cowboys do have a veteran running back behind him. They signed former Redskins running back Alfred Morris, in the offseason, and now it's definitely time to use Morris and utilize him, because if the Cowboys are going to make a Super Bowl run, you have to keep Elliott fresh for January and potentially the first week of February. So folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping today's action from week number 12 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.